Jesus for the cleansing fire? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed
in the blood? In the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Daily by the Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed
in the blood? In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? With sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed
in the blood of the Lamb? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen and amen. Are you washed in the blood, my friend? God bless and welcome in to 10 Minutes to Grow. That's all it takes is 10 minutes in the Word of God to grow with God. Hey, got some scriptures I would like to share with you today. Those of you that may be feeling down and out and under the weather, well, I got good news. Have you read, amen, the Word of God? In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, where the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. We're talking about our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today, right here on 10 Minutes to Grow. Amen. Hey, I'm your host, the evangelist, Brother Eddie Chaney, and we want to just say thank you for spending your time with us right here as we grow together in the Word of God. Amen. Hey, remember Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, down through 29. Amen. You want to read that today and apply it. Yes, read the Word of God and apply the Word of God in your life. Let me share with you a Psalms 34, verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Now, the reason I want to share the Word of God with you today is because I know that you've been, well, attacked by the enemy. And I want you to write down these verses, and I want you to get into the Word of God and apply the Word of God in your life. Remember what He said in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Remember Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. That's what we need to do. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise." Are you praising God today? I know you are, because you're listening right here to 10 Minutes to Grow, right here in the Word of God. Hey, be blessed as we just raise our hands up right here for just a moment and just take a few moments to praise God. Amen. Would you do that with me? You see, if we uplift Jesus, He said He would draw all men nigh unto Him. Do you hear me? Remember, and the prayer in James chapter 5, verse 15, "And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall rise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Church, let's repent. Seek out the old path and stay thereon. Let's stay in the Word of God continuously throughout our lives. Be found ready to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, in season, out of season. Be ready to let your light shine to a lost and dying world. There's somebody watching you. If you're sick and you're being afflicted by the enemy, just raise your hands up. See, you resist the enemy, you draw nigh unto God. You're made an overcomer by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Right there in the comment box below this program, shout it right now. Share the comment of what God has done for you today. Amen. How has he blessed you and your family? Right there where you're at in your situation. Share it with the world. Don't be ashamed to stand up and proclaim his holy and righteous name, church. Listen, if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you before the angels and the Heavenly Father. Do you hear me? I'm talking about our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven. Would you do that? Right there in the comment box. I know I'm asking you to do something you've not done much of before, but you've got to come out of that darkness and into the light. You got to realize that you're like a city that's set on a hill, yeah, that cannot be hid. If you confess Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, it's time to get busy in the body of Christ. I am offering you an opportunity to do something right here today for the kingdom of God. Would you not be busy for the Lord? Amen. He loves you, church. Would you not be busy for the body of Christ? Would you not do that? Amen. It's time to get your hands on the plow. Can't look back. You know, we're not fit for the kingdom of God if we look back. Get our hands on the plow. Keep our eyes focused and straight on God, claiming his promises, standing in his word, and shouting the victory in the name of Jesus. Raise your hands up right now. Let's just worship the Lord together in spirit and truth. Would you do that? Amen. Thank you. God bless. Enjoy the program, my friends.
If it sends me to my knees, for I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If these feeble hands of fate could only reach out through this of unbelief, and if he'll just slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary.
Amen, my friends. Would you do us one more favor and just share this program with as many of your friends and family as you possibly can, because that is sharing the Word of God. Know that we love you. We'll continue to pray for you and your family, and we ask you to do the same for us right here at the Gospel Music Jukebox. Remember, you've been listening to 10 Minutes to Grow. Surely, you can spare 10 minutes of your time to break and share the Word of God. God bless you till next time. Hey, I am the evangelist, Brother Eddie Chaney. God bless you, my friends. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
From a tree, and if just one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right because I've touched Calvary.